Hi, thank you for calling the Hair Relaxer Helpline. My name is Brandon on a recorded line. May I ask who I'm speaking to?
Hi, Brandon. This
This
is Anand with the Legal Intake Center. I have a potential new hair relaxer claimant on the line. Her name's Octavia Spikes.
Okay, thank you so much. You can go ahead and transfer over.
She's online now. Thank you.
Hi, Octavia.
Hi.
How are you doing?
Oh, fairly well. Thank you.
That's good to
I
hear, of
had a
course.
cold.
Well, my name is Brandon. My name is Brandon Sharp, and I'll be your intake specialist for the hair relaxer lawsuit. Now, we are on a recorded line. Would you like to see if you can get a claim to participate in the hair relaxer lawsuit today?
Yeah, I would. I've
Okay.
been trying to do that.
Yeah, and this is actually where we would be doing that. So, I am going to ask some questions that are maybe the same as the ones you were just asked, but I do have to double check to verify. So, have you spoken to any attorneys in the past regarding this?
No, this is my first time, the first claim.
Okay. And you've never signed any documents with any other law firms against any hair relaxer products, correct?
That's correct.
Okay. Got it. Now, was it you who was using the hair straightening chemicals within the last 20 years?
Yes, sir, it was me.
Okay. And were you diagnosed with cancer after using hair relaxer?
Yes.
I'm sorry to hear that. What type of cancer was it?
It was stage one ovarian cancer, sir.
Ovarian cancer. Okay, I see. Got it. And this would be you filing the claim at the moment. When were you diagnosed? I'm sorry, did you hear me?
Sorry, what was that question? I don't
Yeah.
know why there's something
No, it's okay. When
wrong
were
with
you
me.
diagnosed with stage one ovarian cancer?
I think it was it April? April of 2000.
Of 2000.
Right, thank you.
Okay, give me one second here. So April, it was in 2000, so after 1999, a year after 1999, correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay, got it. So that was back in 2000. And what state were you diagnosed in at the time?
Picayune, Mississippi, Mississippi.
Mississippi. Okay, got it. Mississippi. Okay, so for Mississippi, the statute of limitations, unfortunately, it doesn't allow us to go back to 2000, mainly because of the statute of limitations. So we can only go as far back as the state lets us, and Mississippi in particular.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. My phone was cutting out. What
It's okay.
you said the day or
That you were
the date?
diagnosed. The date that you were diagnosed.
It was in August. Let me get my notes. Hold a second. Let me get my paperwork from the doctor.
Okay.
Hold one second, because he just asked me that same question. It was on my
I think he should have.
Let me see. Let me see. Well, give me one. I just came back from getting a colonoscopy.
Oh,
So
wow.
give me a yeah, and I'm trying to sleep the anesthesiologist that I was
Yeah, I know.
under.
They force you to take
I was
anesthesia.
the date was August the 21st, 2010.
The 21st, 2010. Oh, I see. Okay, got 2010 on here. So not
It was
2000,
August the
but 2010.
21st. No, it was August of 2010.
Okay, August 21st, 2010.
That's correct.
Okay, got it.
Approximately, yeah.
And who was your diagnosing doctor?
My doctor for that diagnosis was Dr. Jonathan Bruno, and he's a OBGYN
Okay.
at
And the hospital's name?
the hospital name is Highland Community Hospital, here in Picayune, Mississippi, 130 Highland Parkway, 39466, sir.
Highland Parkway, 39466.
Highland Community Hospital.
Got it. Highland Community Hospital. Okay, I have the.
And that's 130 Highway, Highland Parkway, 130 Highland Parkway, sir.
Okay, got that down here. Dr. Jonathan Bruno. Okay. Now, did you use hair relaxer of any brand more than 4 times in a single year prior to being diagnosed with cancer?
No.
Okay, when did you start using hair relaxer?
I started using that particular hair relaxer around April 2000. That's where that came in at, yeah.
Okay, so you started in 2000, and then when did you stop?
In 2010.
When you were diagnosed.
That's the day I got diagnosed.
I see. Okay.
I used the relax for about 10 years.
I see. Okay. And it was about 10 years before you did get your diagnosis for cancer.
Yeah, I got my diagnosis, in August 21st.
Got it. Okay. And how often would you use the hair relaxer for? About how many times in a year?
About 8 times yearly.
About eight times. Okay.
About 8 times a year, yearly, 8 times yearly.
Got it. Okay. So you did use hair relaxer more than 4 times in a single year before you were diagnosed then?
Oh, yes.
Okay. Got it. Now, are you a resident as well as a citizen of the United States?
Yes, I am.
Okay. And what is your date of birth?
It's 7/11/1960.
1960, 7/11/1960.
No, sir. The month of July.
Got it.
The day is 11.
Got it.
1960.
July 11th, 1960, 1960.
Okay, 7/11/1960.
I do have that correct. Okay, so this next question is a bit random, but were you ever diagnosed with breast cancer or Lynch syndrome in the past?
Oh, no, sir. No, sir.
And what brand of hair relaxer would you mainly use?
I was using the L'Oreal brand, the Dark and Lovely.
Dark and Lovely. Oh, I see. Okay. And did you have any friends, family, or loved ones that also used L'Oreal Dark and Lovely and got injured from it?
No, not to my knowledge.
Okay. I'm glad to hear that. Okay. Give me one second here. Okay. And what state were you in when you first used hair relaxer in the 2000s?
It's Mississippi. I've been here in Mississippi all my life.
Oh, all your life. So you were born and raised.
Yes.
Okay. Got it. Okay. So you did use the hair relaxers for about 10 years straight. Would you go to a salon or would you do it yourself at home?
I did myself at home.
At home. Okay. Got it. And do you have any receipts or empty bottles of the hair relaxers? It's okay if you don't.
I don't, because it's just been, you know, over years.
Yeah. And whenever you use them, you throw them out anyways. Okay, got that down. Now, did your cancer diagnosis happen 2 or more years after you first started using the product regularly?
What was that question again? I'm not quite understanding that one.
No problem. Did your cancer diagnosis happen 2 or more years after you first started using the product Dark and Lovely for at least 1 year?
Yes. Okay. Yes.
Yeah. Got it. Okay. Now, when you did get diagnosed, what type of treatment did you go through afterwards? Like chemotherapy or radiation, a surgery? Hello.
I had, sir. I had chemotherapy. I had chemo.
Yeah.
And I had they surgically removed both of my ovaries.
Oh, they did.
Mm-hmm.
On both of your ovaries.
And mm-hmm.
Okay. And how
and,
soon?
And they okay. and they injected. They also injected the chemo into my veins as well.
I see. So they were going through injections for the cycles?
That's correct.
Okay. And how soon after you were diagnosed did they start that treatment?
Immediately.
Immediately. Okay. So was it the following day?
I would say maybe 2 or 3 days afterwards.
Okay, got it. 2 or 3 days.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. It was the following day.
Okay. And for your treating doctor, is it the same as your diagnosing doctor, or did you go to a different hospital?
It was the same doctor.
It was the same doctor helping you throughout the entire process, right?
That's correct.
Okay, got it. So Jonathan Bruno. Give me 1 second here. Just copying his information over. And by the way, how are you doing now?
I'm doing okay. Just a little tired and a little weak from the sedation.
Right, right. How long ago was that? It sounds like it was pretty recent, a couple hours ago, or?
No, that was about 9 o'clock this morning.
Oh, it was in the morning. I see. It was first thing in the morning. I'm glad you got
through. Yeah, that was in the morning. Yeah, because you can't eat the day before. I haven't eaten anything. So I think if I had to go longer, I couldn't have made it.
Oh, you had to have a fully empty stomach, right?
Yeah, it's not fun at all.
Yeah, you got to eat a light meal before you eat anything heavy, maybe some soup or something, right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
You can have anything liquid, any liquid.
Oh, I see. Yeah, I see. Okay. My next question for you, this one is for HIPAA compliance purposes only, but can you confirm your gender for me?
I'm a female.
Thank you. And what is your current marital status?
Single.
Single. Okay. And now for your name, I have Octavia. Is that spelled O-C-T-A-V-I-A?
Yes.
Okay, got it. And your last name is Spikes.
S-P-I-K-E-S.
Thank you. And do you have a middle name?
Moran. It's M. My middle initial M. I use Moran. M-O-R-A-N.
M-O-R-A-N. Okay, got it. And do you have a suffix for your name?
No.
Okay. And what is your social?
I don't like giving my social security number over the phone, because could I give you my last four or?
Yeah, the last four is fine.
Are you sure?
Yes, of course.
Okay, the last four is 4915.
4915. Okay, got it. Now, for your primary contact information, for your primary email, I should say, is that octavia5427@gmail.com?
Yes, it is.
Okay. And your primary phone number I have is 601-347-6209.
That's correct. Yes, sir.
Okay. Is this your mobile phone?
It is. That's all I have, a mobile phone. I don't have a house phone.
Okay, no house phone. Got it. How would you prefer to be contacted about the claim? Through phone calls, texts, or emails?
Phone call would be fine.
Got it. Okay. And what's the best time of day for you? Are you usually busy in the mornings, or do you work in the morning?
No, I don't work. You can call anytime.
Got it. I'll mark that off. What is your current address?
It's 1201.
01.
Pinewood Drive. 1201.
Got it.
Pinewood, and Pinewood is one word.
Got it.
Drive, and that's Picayune, P-I-C. AYUNE, Mississippi, 39466.
39466. Okay. And is this a house or an apartment?
It's a house, sir.
It's a house. Okay. Thank you. And it looks like what you're looking at, you have your own medical records, correct?
I have some, yes, sir.
Okay, you have some of them. But if you did need any more... Oh, go ahead.
I could probably get... Yes.
Okay, got it. And if you were to provide them to us, how would you prefer
It's been so long.
Yeah, it's been a
while. It's just been so long, you know. It's just been so long. There's just some things that I had written down before I got the call when I filled out the original application.
Oh, right. So you prepared a bit for it. I was going to say that if you had those papers after 14 years, that's pretty good. You've held on to them for a while. But I know that you can still get them. They're with the hospital regardless.
Yeah. My house burned down. My house and all my records and stuff burned. And that was back in maybe 2008.
Oh, wow.
So everything got burned up. Uh-huh.
I'm sorry.
For everything. Yes, sir. Yeah, no problem.
Okay. And let's say you're able to get your medical records. Would you prefer to email them?
Yes.
Okay. Got it. Now, for my last question, we do ask for an emergency contact. So in case we're unable to speak to you, we're able to speak to someone that you trust regarding your case. Does anyone pop into your mind regarding that? And you don't have to have one down if you don't want to.
No, I just prefer you speak to me about this matter.
Understandable. Okay, give me 1 second here.
This is a process. I didn't realize it was going to take this long or whatever. Anything that money, a lawyer's, and everything's involved, it's a process.
It usually
is. We're willing to.
But that was the last question I actually had for you. So we're all set. I'm going to go ahead and send you the documents over to your text messages as well as your email. So go ahead and take a look there, and you should see it pop up in just a second, okay?
Okay, and what do they consist of?
These documents are the retainers for the attorney, as well as they give us the permission to actually access your medical records from the hospital. So we're able to pull those if we have your permission. If not, you can get them and give them to us, whatever works best for you. But after you sign these documents, you're going to get a call from the attorney within the next day or so. They'll go over the information that we did. It takes about 5 minutes, and you're pretty much set for a claim afterwards.
Okay. And it's an attorney fee for all of this? How much?
So you don't get charged out of pocket, but when it comes to the settlement, say that you win the settlement a year from now or whatever, however long it takes for that to happen, the attorney will get 40% and you will receive 60%.
Okay. Normally it's like 33 1/3, but they went up, I guess.
Yeah, it really does depend. And by the way, after you sign these documents, you can still switch your attorney afterwards. You're not ever fully locked in.
I'm not gonna switch. I'm gonna stick with you guys because you know the originality.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
So
you can put me on speakerphone, open up those documents. When you do, you can hit continue. You'll be able to go through the documents, and there should be yellow boxes on each one where you will sign as well as initial.
Okay, I'll put you on speakerphone because I might need some help.
No problem. Guide me through it if you have any problems.
Okay. So just let me know when you email and I can email them back.
Of course. And you should have those documents now. Do you see them?
No, sir. One moment, please.
No problem.
I don't have anything new. Did you send them to my email or mine? My email?
I sent it to both, yes.
Okay. And your name?
My name is Brandon Sharp.
Okay, here we are. Mr. Sharp. Signed with DocuSign Retainer for HR Brandon review document, hit
yes.
that.
Uh-huh.
SMS message from Mass Tort Strategies. Do you agree to receive it? So I'm just going to design, yes. Allow.
And by the way, after you sign these documents, they will send a copy to your email as well, so you can fully go over them.
These are going to act on these documents. Please sign. Okay, I agree to use electronic. Check that box. Continue. Okay, start. You hit start?
Yes, uh-huh.
And it says next. Okay. Accept, sign, client. How do you sign?
So the signature
with your finger?
Yes, uh-huh. And it doesn't have to be perfectly clear, but it still has to be legible, so not like a line or anything like that.
Okay, I'm going to click on sign, and I'm going to join the box.
Yes.
Oh, neat. It's neat. Okay. Okay. Adopt and sign. Requires signature. Initial. Thanks for your patience. Adopt and sign. Oh, it copied it to that one. And signature. Sign here. Okay. Initials. Okay, just hit finish.
I believe so. It looks like that, yes. Go ahead and hit finish there.
Thank you for your patience.
Thank you for yours. I know you've been on the phone for a while here.
Start sending and signing today.
Yes.
Check when it comes to signing important documents, trusted platform, access track. Okay.
Yeah, so you're all set. I've received the signatures on your end. Now, I believe you should have a copy of those documents in your email. I'm going to send you a text right now from my personal desk line. My name is Brandon Sharp, like I said before, and you're going to be expecting a call from the law firm. So that should be within this next day. They're going to verify all of this information, and your claim is officially submitted once you speak to the attorney. So look out for that phone call. I'll send you all this information that I just said through text, but otherwise you're all set to go. And this is going to be the longest conversation you've had regarding this entire matter. So you already have done the hard part pretty much.
Thank you so much, Mr. Sharp. Thank you for your patience again.
Of course, anytime. And I hope you have a good rest of your day as well as Christmas when it comes around.
Likewise. Merry Christmas. Bye-bye.
Thank you so much. Bye.